It's up to you, Alvis. Lincoln the dealer nodded in my direction and waited. I kept my gaze trained on the center of the table where chips sat in a small pile. I didn't need to look at my cards again. I knew what I had, an eight and a queen of hearts. There were six vampires at the table, counting both Gage and me. Gage had folded right after the deal, and so had one of the other players. I was the last to bet, and sometimes I like to spice things up a bit, so I matched the bet and sat back. Heavy smoke hung in the air like delicate streams of fog, swirling in circled patterns under the light hanging from a long cord above the table. Four other lamps hung on fixtures attached to the otherwise stark, tawny brown walls. Even with all the bulbs, the room seemed dark. Maybe it was the darkness of the souls in the room. I wasn't sure. A droning sound buzzed from outside. It was a little annoying, but I managed to drown it out as I nonchalantly watched the faces around the table as the dealer placed the three cards of the flop face up, revealing a nine of hearts. He slowly separated them, sliding the top card off the nine to reveal a jack of hearts. It was raining hearts for some reason, and I held two of them already. I held my breath, waiting to see the third card in the flop. The dealer slid the jack over. Crap, an eight of diamonds. Not exactly what I was looking for, but a pair of eights with a queen high wasn't completely a loss, so I decided to hang in there and see if one more heart would show. There were still two cards to go, and a flush was possible. I kept my eyes straight, my thoughts blank. Or I tried, like I usually did as each card was revealed, always attempting to keep my composure, never deviating from the norm, not wanting to give away my emotions. I was an expert at reading people, especially in a poker game. A blink of an eye, a slight twitch, a swallow, the slightest movement, anything different could give someone's hand away. I wanted to reach up and finger my shades that sat on top of my head. Just one little nudge, and they'd be sitting comfortably on my face, shielding my eyes. But not only were dark glasses frowned upon in this high-stakes game of Texas Hold'em, but any movement out of the ordinary might tip someone off about my cards. This wasn't our normal gathering with my brothers at the mansion. This was a high roller, unsanctioned but heavily guarded poker game with some seriously high-powered city officials that I'd bet my right nut were a drug cartel of some sort or another. The two thugs in the monkey suits positioned on either side of the door to the entrance had stood like statues most of the night, the bulge of a holster protruding from under their jackets an obvious clue. At least they were on the outside of the room, but they still remained at the ready if their services were required. Gage and I didn't normally seek out games with such high stakes, but he'd been bored lately, and when he ran into Lincoln, the game's host, at Club Royale a couple of weeks ago, Lincoln had invited Gage and me to join, said they'd recently lost two of their regulars and needed a couple of fill-ins. When Gage had approached me, I shrugged him off at first, not wanting any part of something that sounded so sketchy. But after he'd pestered me for the entire week, I finally gave in, needing a distraction from the long hours, sometimes days, apart from Lily, the sexy and sweet vampire I'd been trying to get to know better. Except for the past few months, she was either playing hard to get or just wasn't that interested in me.